This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. So glad to have you here. You know, we're committed to delivering incredible and authentic actionable content that directly addresses the evolving challenges of our wonderful, wonderful industry. Glad to have you. We're going to do a part two of an episode that we did with Arena and Brett, I think just about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago on 250,000 mile maintenance. But we're going to now do the episode that we promised you on the delivery aspect of that and how does it all feel and look when the customer comes to pick up their vehicle. You know, we're going to be at the TST big event Saturday, March 28th, 2026 at Tarryton, New York. Hear from educators Andrew Fisher, Ken Sanders, and Adam Roberts. Go to tstseminars.org and sign up for this one-day technician training event. And Tracy Capriotto will be your keynote speaker. And don't forget, you know, we so appreciate you in these 11 years of being here. We wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So what we decided to do is give you a singular home for all of the Automotive Repair Podcast Network episodes. It's for your smartphone. It's the ultimate professional automotive repair playlist. As I say, all in one place. Read the show notes, watch the videos, automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com/app. And it is free. Absolutely. Hey, great moment in time here to thank our great partners. Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the most critical tool in your shop. And NapaTrax will move your shop into the SMS fast lane with on-site training, 6 days a week support, and local representation. Find NapaTrax on the web at NapaTrax.com. Hey, how well does your team know their stuff? Test their automotive skills with the Today's Class Basic, Advanced, or Service Advisor quizzes. It's a quick, effective way to spot gaps and grow stronger teams. Take the quizzes now at todaysclass.com/TC quiz. Shop owners, stop juggling multiple marketing tools. Kukui's integrated platform, they deliver 4 times better website conversions, automated follow-up, and real-time ROI tracking. Get industry-leading customer support with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You're probably tired of chasing new customers who never return. We understand. Pit crew loyalty ends the one-and-done cycle, turning first visits into lasting, reliable revenue. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com. Look at my panel. I think you've seen them before, been on the show a bunch of times. Brett Beachler, CEO, Beachler's Tire and Automotive Center, or as he says, the owner and culture leader at Beachler's. Family owned since 51, that would be 75 years. Rena Rennebaum is here, coach and consultant at Empowered Advisor. At empoweryouradvisor.com. Did I get that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the last episode was Tunnel Academy 470. We discussed leadership builds the plan for longevity when you're discussing a 250-mile maintenance program with your clients. Therefore, delivery is where the commitment is reinforced. The vehicle delivery moment is not the end of the transaction. Don't ever think of it that way. It's the continuance of a professional relationship and a shared commitment for the vehicle's future. Did I summarize that pretty good?
Perfect.
I'd say so.
Podcast over. Just kidding.
Let's go home. I wouldn't do that to our listener. Everyone wants to hear this. Brett, one of the things that I love, I've been to your place, and he's got this really beautiful, unique front end. Those standalone kiosks, and that to me, that intimacy there, standing next to them and becoming their advocate is, in my mind, one of the biggest keys in this delivery piece.
Well, you remove the phone, you remove all the documents and the paperwork that advisors, advocates are working on at their desk. You divorce them from all their activity and they come out there with a computer and they just talk to their client one-on-one, shoulder to shoulder if you want. Gary Pontius is doing this in his shops. I know I got this idea probably about 10, 15 years ago from another shop and, somewhere out west somewhere, but I will never go back to a desk that somebody walks up to and maybe slightly intimidated, but there's a definitely a disarming kind of an atmosphere that comes about when you go on into a pod or into a pod like that or to a pod like that. We love it. I mean, we've had it 11 years and we'll always have those pods.
You know, I got to stand corrected. I don't like the word kiosk, but I do like the word pod. You just say a pod, or is there a larger definition for that?
We just call it an advisor pod.
An advisor pod? Boy, I like that.
Fewer syllables.
Have you seen a lot of them out there, advisor pods, Rena?
I'm starting to see more and more, but I don't know if Rena is.
I haven't, no. And so I'm curious. So when a customer walks in, do the customer walks up to the pod and the advisor meets them there?
Correct. Yeah, that's the design, is that the advisor leaves their desk and then they can leave. If they're in the middle of something, they can leave it right where it's at. Their computer doesn't get disrupted. And they come out to the computer and formally greet the client walking in the door. And everything, all the busyness is behind them. Because I don't know how many times we had a desk like that. I mean, we've been here 75 years. We always had desks without the pods. And so somebody would come up to the desk and you're distracted. You got all this paperwork in front of you. It looks cluttered. And it just, you go out to the pod and it's clean. And, you know, nobody sees any, you know, whatever you got scattered all over your desk. They're not distracted. You're not distracted. I would strongly suggest, if anybody's ever thinking about doing a remodel to their place, adding a pod or two.
And so what if all of the advisors are busy? Do they say, I'll meet you at the pod? Or what happens when everyone's busy?
My guys are so good that when somebody walks in the door, and if all three guys are on the phone, they say, we'll be with you in just a second. As long as people are acknowledged, they're pretty cool. Now, if it's 28 minutes later when they get acknowledged or when they get intercepted, then there's a problem. But all of our guys are just really good at that. When somebody walks in the door, hey, we'll be with you in just a minute. And people are, you know, it's almost like a pressure relief valve for people. And if it happens, all three guys are on the phones, they have three desks, we have three pods, and they all have their respective pods they can come out to. It just makes for a very, like, almost like an inviting, very warm atmosphere when somebody walks in.
Do customers feel like it's an organic place for them to go as well? Do customers naturally gravitate towards the pod?
They do, because all three pods are kind of out front with the exception of one. It's right next to one of our advisors' desks. The three advisors' desks are behind glass and they're kind of working away. But nobody ever, it's very rare you get somebody that walks in the door and they're not acknowledged. Mm-hmm. So I think that's 99% of the battle when a client walks in a business is having them be acknowledged. And we even know that. All of us know that. It's basics 101.
Do you need the three pods, say, in the morning when a lot of people show up?
Yeah, we do our best to schedule appropriately. I mean, we open at 7, you know, but we do. But I've heard of a handful of shops that will say, hey, you come in at 7:15, you come in at 7:30, you come in at 7:45, you come in at 8. But the problem with that in real world is sometimes it doesn't work that way. Like, I got to be to work at 7:30. Like, yeah, might have three or four people that have to be at work at 8 o'clock, and they drop off between 7:40 and 8 o'clock. And you just got to roll with them. You got to take care of them the best you can. So we have three guys on deck. I have one guy on deck at 6:30, one's at 7, one's at 7:15, and one's at 7:30. My client experience rep comes in at 7:30. So we have four people at 7:30. So that's not necessarily an issue.
So I'm not necessarily thinking that the entire 250K maintenance delivery program happens at the end at delivery, but it really happens up front as you're attempting to explain, understand, develop this plan. But the delivery key is not the end of the relationship, and not the end of, oh, that may never see them again. This is your chance to, if you will, keep the marriage alive.
Yes. So there's two distinct client drop-offs. There's a night prior into the night drop box for us. If that's the case, our guys switch gears and then they say, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to review preventative maintenance schedule, see what Carfax says, see what you might be due for, and I'll send you an email and or a text saying, hey, by the way, your car's coming in for a check engine light. It looks like you have about 105,000 miles on it. These three items are due. Let's do the check engine light testing. Let's get the results. Let's get you the estimate. And then let's talk about these other items and your kind of plans for the car. It really is about planting the seeds and letting them know, like, hey, we're taking a big picture view of your car, not just your complaint today. So that's one. Number two is at drop off, which is in between the 7 and 8 in the morning. That's the perfect time to talk to somebody about, hey, by the way, it's in here for check engine light testing or a noise testing, whatever the case may be. you know, you do the proper inbounding. And by the way, and then we turn around and show them the sheet that we already have filled out night prior. And we say, by the way, I noticed your car was due for these three items, or we've already talked about it from the last visit. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, can we get the check engine light testing? And then what's the estimate on doing those other three things? Here's the estimate. Okay, let me see, make sure my engine's not falling out of the bottom of the car before I proceed on any of those three things. Is that okay? I know there's different psychological advantages of saying no and yes and all that good stuff, but you get them kind of saying like, hey, think about this for a bit. And once it percolates and you plant the seeds of saying, hey, do you want to keep your car a long time? You ask the right questions, one or two questions. You don't need to ask six or seven questions. Rena knows this. They walk away going, okay, I'm going to be prepared to whatever the results are in check engine light. And then the three preventative maintenance items. Okay, we'll talk about it later. When he calls me, we can kind of walk through this thing. The problem is if you don't present these three items at drop-off, either night before or in the morning, guess what happens when one of Rena's guys calls up and says, hey, the check engine light, it needs a post-oxygen sensor. And oh, by the way, there's three maintenance items we want to talk about. And they're like, what are you talking about? You never pre-qualified the lead. You never made them warm up to it. It's almost a cold lead at that point. Not full cold. You're still taking care of their car. You can still switch gears a little bit. But the key is telling them, explaining to them at the beginning or on the phone call. That's it. It's not rocket science. It's a muscle memory that everybody's got to build up, but it's super effective. And then what you do is you start having guys work on fewer cars every day. You get down from six cars a day down to two or three cars a day. Or in the European world, they're probably working on one car a day. It works really, really well.
Yeah. You know, I have a shop that we brought this concept to the extreme. And the role that we have created in this shop is the pre-appointment advisor. So before any car shows up at the shop, the customer gets a phone call. And that call is to, like, some of them, they could be different, but let's say that you're a repeat customer of this shop. We might just be planting the seed. Hey, you know, Carm, the last time that you were in, I noticed that you had 85,000. So you're probably about that 90,000 mile mark. Instead of just scheduling you for the oil service, we also want to keep in mind that you're due for these additional items. So we have that type of phone call. And again, this is like maybe a day or two before your appointment. And then we also can be looking at, like, if you're also a repeat customer, hey, the last time that you were in, these were the items that we had talked to you about last time. Are you ready to schedule those for this appointment? Then we have a brand new customer to us, or maybe somebody who hasn't been in a while, maybe like 2 years or more. And that call goes a little bit differently. So that one's going to be like, hey, Carm, this is your first time coming in. And so we just wanted to be ready for your appointment. And so what we would like to do is, if you have time right now, I'd like to get either your VIN number or your license plate number. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the liberty of looking up what is due based off of the age and mileage of your vehicle. And you might say to me, you know, I just really only have time for the oil change. Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, no big deal. But you might say, gosh, yeah, I didn't even know that I was due for other things. What are those things? And then I'll say, well, I'm glad that you ask. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look up what we can see about your vehicle in Carfax. I'm going to use some other resources that we have to determine what other needs you're going to have at this age and mileage. We don't have to sell them right now. And this can just be a plant the seed, but this might be like the customer saying, gosh, you know, I want to get it all done right now.
Right.
So whatever I need. And then like you're saying, Brett, of course, we're not going to go forth with all of these different maintenance services if we find that the car has something bigger. Right. The technician will always start with the inspection first, but why not have this stuff pre-sold?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. If our advocates are not able to do that on a phone call or drop off, then you do need to establish something like that to where you have somebody calling them. Now, I will say I like the idea, but I almost think you need to stay with the person that you originally talked to, because they call up and they talk to Jeremiah and then suddenly somebody from Beachler's 2 days out is going, hey, I'm so-and-so. You're not going to talk to me when you drop your car off, but I was just calling about these things. Anyway, if it works, it works. I'm all for that. But I just think you have to be understanding of like people and like, wait a minute, I already developed rapport with Jeremiah. Why am I talking to you now?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that there is that beautiful thing of we buy from people that we like, right, that we love, that we know, right, that we trust. And so I agree. But we also, there are ways that we can do it where I could say, oh, hey, Brett, this is Rena calling from Rena's Auto Repair. Jeremiah asked me to give you a call.
Yeah, you can tie it together.
You can still make it feel like Jeremiah's involved. What I find is that shops are more likely to do declined service or lost customer calls over this type of call. Yeah. And to me, this one is so much more proactive than, hey, we haven't seen you in 2 years. Where have you been?
Right.
I would rather call and make each 100%. Appointment bigger and better, trying to find people that we haven't talked to in a couple of years.
Right. 100% agree.
Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Transform your team with today's class, where automotive training is easy, quick, and fun. Just 5 minutes a day on our app can eliminate hours of looking up forgotten information later. It's perfect for technicians, advisors, and managers alike. Keep critical knowledge fresh and top of mind, ensuring your team operates at peak efficiency. Today's class is impactful, accessible from anywhere, and a bit of fun too, and we're not talking about after-hours pizza either. For training that gets results, turn to todaysclass.com. Shop owners, we know you are overwhelmed with a flood of missed calls, empty bays, and disconnected marketing tools. Kukui has spent over a decade building one integrated platform for auto repair shops, one login, one dashboard, and mobile-first websites that convert 4 times industry average. Smart, innovative CRM with automated follow-up, 24/7 online booking, and real-time ROI tracking. With 900 plus years of combined team experience, we fuel the growth of 2,200 plus shops and have influenced $3 billion in revenue. Stop working harder. Start working smarter. Get industry-leading customer support and book a demo with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You know, most shop owners feel trapped spending on ads while half their first-time customers never come back. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. And it's not your fault. The industry average is 54% one and dones. We understand how discouraging that can be. Well, Pit Crew Loyalty changes the story. Our clients cut that rate by up to 38%, raising lifetime value by more than 50%. Loyalty members visit nearly 3 times more often, creating predictable revenue without extra ad spend. Pit Crew Loyalty, where customers stay and shops thrive. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com. I love the idea of keeping the team on the same page. Brett, if you wanted to keep that singular advocate speaking to that customer perpetually or all the time since the previous call, I get that. But I love the idea. Hey, you were just talking to Brett. This is Carm. I need to update you on my vehicle. And that's the only way I think that you connect with the client at the other end of the phone or text. You don't want to interrupt the trust.
That's perfect world the way I'm describing it. But I will tell you, tomorrow on Tuesday, we have 52 client contacts to make. I will help these guys out tomorrow because I'm leaving on a trip and I want to get them all done tomorrow. We got a 2-hour window to get them done. And my verbiage when I call is, if it's Tyler's client that he talked to last time, hey, Bob, This is Brett from Beachler's. Tyler's kind of bogged up right now. He asked me to help him out a little bit, but he asked me to call you in specific. Like a light bulb goes off inside their head. Oh, yeah, I do remember talking to Tyler last time. Okay, go ahead, Brett. Like, you have permission to speak to me now. And that system does work. And so, Rena, you're absolutely 100% right.
I understand we're here talking about delivery, but you just hit a really big, important thing. Rena, did you hear what he said? We have 52 calls to make tomorrow.
I know. Who are those? Like, are those people that were in last week?
Those people that they were in last visit on an oil service, or say they came in mid-January and one of my advocates said, hey, are you okay if I call back next month or this particular day or whatever the case may be, and we can talk about scheduling in the tires. Maybe the tires were 95% used at that point. They didn't have it in their budget to do it right then and there. We have a system where we just go click, click, and we go call up on this week. And so most of them are generated by an oil service, is generated by 5,000 miles down the road, and these people are popping up every single week. Generally, like I said, between 50 to sometimes 85 clients are contacted. And like I said, last podcast, if you're not doing it as a shop, figure out how to do it. Even if it's a bunch of text messages that go out, that's okay. You know, I've worked with Steer, and Steer does it by time-based only. The problem with that is, and I said, I will talk to your programmers to kind of help change this, but you've got to get mileage-based, because it's not fair if Rena drives 2,000 miles a month and I drive 1,000 miles a month and we get the same time-based reminder. It's not appropriate. And people start discrediting that kind of information. They're just like, whatever, they're not even close to where I'm due. They don't have it dialed in. But I can tell you from anecdotal evidence, I've talked to hundreds of clients that go, how do you know that I'm almost due? And I'm like, well, the system's not dumb. I don't say that to them, but it's smart. It figures out the miles you drive per month, and then it calculates when you're going to be due. And I said, anybody that does time-based, you've got to switch to mileage-based. It's not fair. You should do time or miles, whichever comes first. I have some clients that might use a mobile super synthetic 7,500-mile oil, and they drive 3,000 miles a year. And I say, but you still need to come and see us after a year, because that oil expires after a year. This is my pride and joy, having this system. And I had a guy job shadowing today. I had him test pilot, sending out texts to customers who are due for only oil services. We don't call those customers. We text them, and they generally text back and say, hey, can I get an oil change on Friday at 11:30? Yep, done. You want to make it as seamless as possible for clients coming in the door. And then tomorrow is the big day. That's when we call our big preventative maintenance items that are due. Our tires requested permission to call.
What piece of software spits this out to you?
I am using Paul Stewart's auto app system. You know Paul, I'm sure, very well. He and I have been working with each other for about 14, 15 years on dialing this system in. And he actually built his electronic preventative maintenance system off of my paper system. If Paul's listening, he keeps trying to get me to go over to the electronic system. But I said, Paul, there's nothing like putting a piece of paper in front of a client and letting them touch and feel it versus a screen on a computer to go, hey, trust me on this. This is what you're doing. And they can't walk away with it. That's the only drawback.
I just brought it up on the screen. You should watch this on video because we're showing pictures of Brett's place and his great sheet, which you do not want to electronify. You just want it to be paper. Right?
I'm not saying don't electronify it. I love that word. Is that in Webster's Dictionary? I think you just made something up. But I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but it doesn't work in our system yet. And maybe someday down the road it will. I will continue to monitor this. I'm not opposed to it. I love technology and I love progression. But when we can, generally we're doing about, 15 to 20, sometimes 30 of these a day. And once they're established in our system, you can make them, and I kid you not, in probably 120 seconds. It takes no time whatsoever. But the key is you've got to be diligent in documenting all of the services the first time, and then you can build it from there quite easily. I'm not telling people not to electronify it because I have friends in the business that do it that way, but the problem is this is almost like you know how humans like to have paper checklists? We do. Whether we like it or not, we like to have paper checklists. The problem is you remove that paper off my advisors or advocates' desks, it doesn't get executed the way it does with having these pieces of paper, these blank pieces of paper that just becomes art. And it doesn't get completed like it should. It's just the way it is. I can't explain it. I don't know what psychology is behind it, but when they got a piece of paper and they go check, 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 and they got like my guys have four or six of them sitting on their desk right now for tomorrow. They're all prepped and ready to go.
Rena, can we change the world?
I think we can. You know what I think that is what I'm hearing from Brett and what I'm hearing from a lot of other shop owners right now is it's we're kind of going back to the simple, back to the basics, back to like the checklists and back to like phone calls. And I think that technology is amazing and beautiful and it has helped us. But I think that just having the simple things.
I think what's happened is we've become numb to texting on our phones, like marketing and things like that.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Political, all this stuff. We just, yeah. Oh, it's kind of refreshing to go, hey, Brett. How you doing?
Yes.
What's going on? I haven't talked to you for 5 months. Hey, you know, just keeping that rapport going. Well, these phone calls, I can't put a price tag on it. Yes, I probably could. I could probably track these things really, really closely. But sometimes, you know, 8 out of 10 times you're leaving a message. It's some kind of a marketing message. Hey, how you doing, Bob? How's things going? Blah, 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 blah. And they may call back in 3 weeks. It's kind of ambiguous sometimes. Like, how do you measure this kind of stuff? But we're still keeping in contact with them.
I can actually put a price tag on it because we did have some shops. And look, I love the ability to have customers authorize electronically. But the idea that we went full electronic with our clients where we weren't picking up the phone and calling them and saying, hey, you know, I wanted to talk to you about what we found on your vehicle today. We were just doing it all electronically. We actually watched shops dip $200, $300, $400 in their average ticket.
Yep. I totally and utterly agree. I looked at the system that does it all electronically, and I just couldn't warm up to the fact that it's almost like in the social media world where people hide behind their keyboard and they battle with their keyboard, but they can't have a nose-to-nose, eyeball-to-eyeball conversation with people and just say, can we just talk this out?
Right.
But instead, they become almost meaner behind their keyboard and I kind of feel like my advisors, my advocates, it might happen to them if they're just going to spit out these $2,000 estimates and go, I don't know, let's drop the bomb. Let's see if they take anything. You still have to talk people through some things to whatever degree it is. You still have to have human connection and human conversation. I don't mean to sound like this, but make them feel better about what they're doing. There has to be some analytical items that go with that too, but you got to make them feel better about what they're doing.
Keyboard warriors is what you're looking for. Those keyboard warriors. I want to make a comment on telephone. I really recently had to call a doctor to get a scheduled appointment. And I have to tell you, the people at the other end of the phone, they were so nice and so gracious. And to your point, Brett, it's almost like the world of professionalism is stopping and saying, listen, if they want a text relationship, fine. But the people that want a voice, a personal, you know, the right pentameter in their voice, I mean, excitement, a little personality coming out, and you end up hanging up the phone and says, wow. You start saying to yourself, wow, that was nice.
Right.
But you say, that's going to be a good experience. When I see them, that's going to be a good experience.
Right.
It's interesting. I think, Carm, you saw when I did the what image does your phones at your shop create for your shop? What's the image? When your advisors answer the phone and they sound pleasant, happy to help, the customers create this, they start to create a mental image of what is that visit going to look like for me? It's going to be pleasant. I'm going to walk in. They're probably going to be smiling and, well, this is going to be nice. So I'm excited to see them.
Have your advocates become phone Picassos, is what I say.
Oh my God, I love that.
It really is. Like you're painting a picture of what they're imagining when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Carm's writing it down.
I got to write it down. The phone Picasso.
Picasso.
Carm. I got it. Picasso, yes. Picasso Pistachio. Lorena, I want to talk about one of your great talking points about how to help the customer out with any funding that they may need. It's tax return time coming up. We've got things that this individual needs. Is it more at the point of delivery? Is it more at the point of getting the ticket in processed?
You know, I think it depends on when that conversation happens that you now can approach the customer. So some customers are going to come in and they're going to say, hey, they're going to lead with that. I only have time or money for this service today. And so you'll know that. I don't approach the customer any differently, knowing that they tell me that they have a certain amount of time or money, meaning that I'm not going to tell them anything different about their car. So if you came in and said, I have $1 million and I want to spend it all today, I'm not going to treat that customer any differently than somebody that says, I only have $100 and 1 hour to spend with you. You're going to get the same service from me. I'm going to tell you the same things about your vehicle, what it needs. However, if I am going over your needs with you and you tell me, gosh, Rena, you know, I'm going to be getting a tax return coming up here. This is when I'm going to want to invest in the car. Well, we should make that appointment. So when you're leaving my shop, my goal is that you always know what you're going to do the next time that you come in. You should have an idea of how much you're going to spend next time, what the visit is going to include, how long it's going to be. That is what an exceptional service advisor does, is we don't look at your car today. We look at the life cycle of your car. This is how long you want to keep this car on the road. This is what you want to get out of this car. This is how you budget. And I'm going to help you with that. Yeah. So I'm going to help you create a tailored approach to your car needs based off of, you know, what your budget is, if it's time or if it's money. If you have a customer that uses their car every single day because they are a, you know, like a driving salesman or something, right? They can only bring their car in to my shop for 2 hours at a time. Well, every time they come in, I need to make sure that my technician is ready to hammer out 2 hours worth of work every time that that person comes in.
On exactly what you're saying. The key on what you're saying is, say somebody comes out with a $2,000 estimate. You've got to walk them through things. Like if somebody comes in and says, you got leaking hydraulic fluid out of your struts. You and I know what that means. Karen, you know what that means. But the average client doesn't know what that means. You don't have to do those today, correct? But it will have an adverse effect on your ride and the wear on your tires. And I always say, do you know what fish scales feel like? And they're like, yeah. I said, that's what will happen to your tires if you let this go too long. Yes, you don't have to do it today. You're correct, 100%. I'm not going to let you go and make it like your wheels are going to fall off your car. You're 100% correct. But you always try to kind of educate them through the whole process. And the more you can educate, the more they're going to trust you, the build rapport. You can say, yeah, we can do this 60 days down the road. That's not an issue. It won't be a problem. Again, you're trying to make them feel better. That's it with their decision making.
Let us help you in your budgeting needs. Everything that I hear you saying and everything that I believe with the future of service advising or a client advocate training is going is creating, if you will, the phone Picasso, to your point, but an individual who wants to hang their hat on your doorknob for all of your basically, listen, I got struts that are leaking. You know, that job is not to give you this greatest ride, but that does ultimately happen. But if that vehicle doesn't touch the road, it's going to affect your stopping ability. And that's one thing you don't want to. And so when you explain these, in fact, I think, tell me I'm right or wrong. Are we not explaining to people how this thing works and how it can go bad and how it actually wears out? Or are we just assuming they don't want to spend any money, so I'm not going to bother?
I mean, we have an obligation to explain the consequences. We're educators and you should know what will happen if you choose to not replace those shocks or struts. And sure, you're going to be fine. Like you're going to be able to leave here and your car's going to drive the way that it did when it drove in here. However, it's going to cost them, the longer you wait on those shocks or struts, the more expensive it's going to be down the road. We're saving you money by fixing them now. There isn't a repair or a maintenance item that if you wait on it, it gets cheaper. Those things only get more expensive. The longer you wait, the more expensive everything gets.
Yep.
If that customer says, look, I don't want to do this today, I don't have the money or the time, then I ask for the appointment. When would you like to get this on the schedule then? And we can book it now. If the customer says, look, I really don't know. Well, then what I do is I schedule a phone call with them. Then my next step would be, is it okay if I call you in 60 days to check in and see if you're ready now. So now I don't have a cold call. Now I have a pretty warm call where I'm calling the customer and saying, hey, Carm, you know, I told you that I was going to give you a call in 60 days to check on those shocks and struts. Are you ready to do them? And if it's, what month is it that they do specials on those? Is it like March or something like that?
April.
It's always spring. Yeah, it's always spring.
Is it spring?
Yeah, it is.
By the way, oh, you see, you're in California. You don't know what spring is. See, I know. I'm in Buffalo. I know what spring is.
It's 51 and raining.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
We may not have a spring this year because Lake Erie's 98% frozen.
Oh.
That's my problem, not yours. How do you, as Brent as a shop owner, Rena as excellent educator in our industry, how do we ensure that the consistency is excellent in everything that we do when it comes to not only delivering, but inbounding our client in a new, brilliant, bright system?
It has to be the shop's process.
Yeah. Or you flick the advisors in the back of the ear when they don't get it right. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But when you say get it right, it means your shop has a process. You know that as an advisor, this is what you're required to do. And so you have to have it in writing. And I think the best way that I help shops, Carm, is we go in and we listen to each other make these calls. And then we make sure that everybody's doing it in the same way. So that's like one of the things we do is when we have shops that make whatever type of phone call, decline service, lost customer, a reminder call, a thank you call, a sales call, price shopper, whatever call, we go in and we listen to the way that each person at the shop makes the call. And then we create a process and then we have them listen to each other to make sure that they're all saying and doing the same thing. So a lot of shops, you will find that it's like almost little mini businesses. Everybody kind of does it their own way.
Yep.
Instead of having, this is the shop's way. This is ABC Auto Repair's way. It's, this is the way that advisor A does it. This is the way advisor B does it. Because the shop doesn't have a way. So your shop has to have, it has to be part of your culture.
Yeah.
You cannot wish for consistency, can you? You have to manage it.
There is no wishing. I would 100% agree with you.
Yeah. And to me, I don't know, guys, you know, just chatting with you and so many other people in the industry, I just see that this is one of the most singular, important areas of concentration and focus in our entire organization, that front counter.
It's been 15 plus years since I've been an advisor, but the shop that I worked at when I was a service advisor, the shop owner had a little cup of toothbrushes that sat at my desk. And on it, it said, ask me why this is here. And I hated that thing. And he said, well, if you don't want it here, Rena, then you need to ask for your exit appointments. So that was the way that he got... Because everyone would say to me, why do you have toothbrushes? Because I'm supposed to be asking you for your next appointment. It was so embarrassing. It's so
robot.
It was horrible. But it did. It made me do it because I didn't want this stupid thing of toothbrushes on my... It ruined the vibe of my desk, you know?
But it's brilliant. But why can't we just take one toothbrush, tape it across the computer terminal, right? And then start telling the dentist's story. You can't get out of the chair unless you schedule the next cleaning, period.
So what he did is it just encouraged me to find the reasons why everybody needed the next appointment.
Yeah.
You know, and most of our customers go over on their oil changes. And so it became really easy for me. And also I worked at a shop that we were booked out a minimum of 2 weeks. And so I would say, hey, so that you don't miss your next appointment, I'm going to go ahead and schedule you. Can we do this date? What are you thinking?
I love that.
Oh, my God. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. My mind's going a mile a minute. The whole toothbrush idea. Every time I leave, I get a toothbrush.
You get floss. You get a toothbrush. You get a little card that says when the next day and time is.
And you get toothpaste. Why aren't we at our counters giving away a singular toothbrush in a case, right? All bubble wrapped up and telling clients, well, what's this? Well, you know, and then tell them the dentist story. It's in their hands. if they're good hygienists and they want their teeth to last like they want their car to last.
I love that. Listen to this marketing genius.
Right? Listen, we're giving them water. We're doing coffees and cookies and all this stuff. Why don't we give them a toothbrush? Unless they're already, they may just come in and say, listen, I am here 3 or 4 times a year, but I need a toothbrush. Give them the toothbrush.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Am I crazy, Brett?
No, you're making my wheels turn. Like, everyone.
Can we do it? This is what this show has been about for almost 11 years coming up in another month, is that we get together and we spin these ideas all over the place.
Well, that's part of our line. I mean, I sent that into you. That's part of our line is you always want to get people thinking, like, because you're making them uncomfortable in an auto shop for the mm-hmm. first time. If you say, hey, you ready to schedule your next appointment? So what we do is we tie it together with the dentist and we say, hey, we do a lot like the dentist and pre-schedule. We do it because of this. You don't have to wait 2 weeks to get in. Like Rena's saying, get yeah. your appointment now. If we schedule this far in advance, we can reserve a loaner vehicle for you. At that time, you probably won't get a loaner 2 days out. Kind of getting them over the hump of, come on, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is doing it. And I say this, a lot of people are scheduling future, you know, like appointments in advance. So you want to get them not feeling like they're the only person. You want them going, oh, if other people at B-Stores are doing it and the dentist does it, why not? Like, let's do it. And I love listening to my guys. They're all at different levels. Like Tyler's the leader. Like he's so good at it. Jeremiah is my guy who's been an advocate for 6 months. He's like taking second place. And it's fun listening to these guys because they know it's filling their schedule and building up appointments so we don't have to call them in 6 months and text them mm-hmm. in 6 months. Now, we still send the text reminder a couple days out, but they've almost made the atmosphere flat fun to be working here. I love it. And they all keep growing and growing and growing and getting better.
It's got to make you so proud to listen and watch all this going on for all the right reasons to really service your clients to an exceptional way that they can't find anywhere else. They probably don't thank you guys enough for reaching out and becoming, as you say, and I believe and I love the word, an advocate for them on their vehicle.
You know who's the biggest leader in my professional career of this? I don't know if you've ever spoken with Greg Skolnick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
He's got a shop outside of D.C. They're open 4 days a week. They're at like a dead end. And Greg does this all the time. Like they have it locked and loaded. I think Greg's backed off quite a bit from the business and letting the guy take over running the place. That's their culture. That's what they do because A, they're only there 4 days a week. So they're booked out quite a bit, right? And then B, it just becomes part of your culture once you start doing this. Yes. I mean, how many miles does it take to turn a ship? I mean, isn't like 17 miles to turn a ship? It's the same way in our business. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to stay persistent, consistent, and just keep gently nudging your people to go, this is the way we're going. 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 Just keep processes and your persistence in place, and it will happen. I've been working on this for 14 years now. Should have happened a long time ago, but.
And it never ends, does it, sir?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Rena, Brett, this has been great. It's almost that you're teasing me to have another episode only for this particular reason. The dialogue that comes from this little seed of an idea ends up becoming so big and wide and expansive, if you will, by the time we're done with this thing. If you've listened to the very end, thank you very much. Any final words, any thoughts, anything in your talking points, Rena, that you would like to make?
Don't be afraid to make exit appointments. Make it part of your culture to be the shop that helps your customers with the life cycle of their vehicle.
Wow. Powerful words. Brett, anything else?
A couple things I want to offer you, Carm. You have the preventative maintenance worksheet. If anybody wants that, they can reach out to you or me. I'm happy to share. This is R&D 101. Rip off and duplicate. Take it. I'm happy to share this kind of material. But I also have a Word document that has all of my why statements on like alignments. Why do you do an alignment? An alignment procedure can prolong the life of your vehicle's tire life and maximize fuel economy. It's one line. That's all we say when we talk about tires. It's all about geometry and fuel economy. And it hits those receptors inside their head. So if anybody wants this document, I am absolutely happy to share this document with them. get the whys in place, have your people learn them, and go from there.
If you are willing, I have a downloads page on my website, and I would be more than happy to put up your, what's the exact word of this sheet that you sent me? The exact word?
It's the why behind my preventative maintenance items and all my service procedures and...
The clients listing here. Is there the Tire and Automotive Center, the Carfax Review, the battery, Serpentine?
It's a preventative maintenance worksheet.
Preventative maintenance worksheet. Do I have a blank copy of that? Did you ever send me that?
I believe you have a blank copy. I'm happy to send you a scanned blank copy.
Send me another one. I will put that up on the website. Okay, guys? And I'll take that other sheet of yours too, because I'll tell you, this downloads page is becoming a great resource. We're starting to collect stuff from inside the industry they're willing to share. And I'm writing some really cool thought stuff too that I want people to get that's going on inside, you know, all the stuff, all the content that we do. So
just write credits in the back of your book for Rena and I. Just give us just maybe one line.
I would be more than happy.
I'm kidding. I don't need that.
To give you any residual from this free content. Oh my God. Rena Rennebaum, CEO, coaching consultant from Empowered Advisor at empoweryouradvisor.com. Brett Beechler, the CEO of Beechler's Tire and Automotive Center, Peoria, Illinois, family owned for 75 years, and a guy who's a giver when it comes to all the people that you know in your industry and part of the elite coaching group, right, Brett? Mm-hmm. This was great. Thank you all so much.
Thanks, guys.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.